Chapter 29, in which Obi-Wan returns. Luke is certainly not in control of his feelings now. Grief over Yoda's death, confusion over his past and his future, fear of failure, and anger. Yes, anger. He is angry that Darth Vader is his father. Even though he knew it to be true, he had held out hope that Yoda would explain it all away. But now it is confirmed. The great dark metal monster who attacked him with such ferocity, such hatred, is his own father. Of course he is angry. And right now, much of that anger is directed at his first master, Obi-Wan Kenobi. Old Ben Kenobi, the crazy hermit from over the dunes who turned out to be a wise and powerful wizard. Kenobi was the one who set Luke on this path, and he did it with lies. Kenobi told him that his father was a good man who was killed by Darth Vader. And now Luke knows that was a lie. So he walks away from Yoda's hut, full of all the feelings that Yoda waited so long to warn him about. There are many dangers in the swamps of Dagobah. Once, when Luke was here training with Yoda, he was alert to every one of them, even when running at full speed. Every step was chosen carefully. But today, he walks carelessly through the muck and mire. There's so much in his head, he cannot see what is around him. He stops briefly to check on some repair work R2 is doing on the X-Wing, but he can't focus. He is overwhelmed, unable to act or even think clearly. Far away, and yet nearby, Obi-Wan senses all this and knows he must help. Like most Jedi, Obi-Wan became part of the Force when he died. But Obi-Wan did something the others did not. Guided by the discoveries of his own master, Qui-Gon Jinn, Kenobi found a way to live after death, and even return to walk briefly among the living. Not for himself, not for some greedy dream of immortality, but to continue the great fight against evil and tyranny. It takes a great effort, a great will, but he collects himself, pulls together the pieces of his consciousness from the endless flowing energy of the Force, and appears before Luke. He cannot do this often, only at the key moments in Luke's journey, when a misstep might spell doom, not only for Luke, but for any hope of bringing balance back to the Force and freedom to the people of the galaxy. And this, he senses, is the most critical moment of all.